This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It appears that three people will now be on the ballot for Colorado's Democratic U.S. Senate primary in June. CPR's Benta Berkland reports a judge has ordered the state to place Michelle Ferrigno-Warren on the ballot.
After the weekend's Democratic State Assembly, it looked like it was going to be a two-person race between former Governor John Hickenlooper and former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff. Romanoff got the necessary support at the Assembly, and Hickenlooper was the only candidate to turn in enough petitions. But on Tuesday, a Denver District Court ruled Ferrigno-Warren had also qualified. She had sued the Secretary of State because she said the COVID-19 pandemic prevented her from collecting enough valid signatures. She fell short by half. The district court judge said Ferrigno-Warren made a good faith effort to get enough signatures and faced onerous circumstances through no fault of her own. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado nursing homes and assisted living facilities have until May 1st to submit a plan on how they will protect residents from the coronavirus. More than 100 facilities in the state have reported outbreaks, and many of the state's deaths are connected to sites that care for older people. At least 372 Coloradans over age 70 have died from the infection. Not all of them lived in care facilities. The total for COVID deaths in Colorado is around 480. And the latest numbers on the pandemic in Colorado or at CPR.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.